B-Pod Studios.
WBQT HD1 Boston.
Hot 96.9.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Moderna seeking approval for a fourth COVID shot, a Boston police officer facing child porn charges, and a bill banning discrimination against hairstyles heads to the Senate. In the juice, looks like Pete Davidson won't be blasting off after all. And Leroy has sports.
And find out how many fans around the world are now calling it March Sadness.
But first, drug maker Moderna asked the Food and Drug Administration yesterday to authorize a fourth shot of its COVID-19 vaccine as a booster dose for all adults. The request is broader than Pfizer's request earlier this week, asking the FDA to approve a booster shot for all seniors. Moderna said the need for additional dose is based on, quote, recently published data generated in the U.S. following the emergence of Omicron.
No. Recent drop in people talking about corona following the emergence of Russia invading Ukraine. We need to remind people, corona still exists. You need another shot because our sales of the vaccine are going down. And
the new variant there, the B2 variant that's going around too.
Yeah, so. Of course. Wow, what a coincidence. A new variant comes out right when everyone stops talking about corona. Mm. Unbelievable. And we need another shot. And yet, it still might not work. Exactly.
When you put it like that, a 14-year member of the Boston Police Department is facing charges of possession of child pornography, posing a child under 18 for nude photos, and secret sex surveillance of a nude person under 18. Joe Martinez was arrested by the Norwood Police Department yesterday and was immediately placed on administrative leave. And a bill aimed at banning race-based discrimination targeting hair texture was unanimously approved last night by the Massachusetts House. The fact that this has to even be drawn up is ridiculous. The legislation specifically prohibits discrimination based on natural and protective hairstyles such as braids, locks, and twists. Supporters say that black women in particular have faced pressure in school and the workplace to alter their hair to conform to policies bias against natural hairstyles.
It's
ridiculous.
I'm sorry, you're not going to be able to teach. I don't think you're going to be able to teach as good as this woman over here who has nice straight hair. I'm sorry.
It would happen.
It was 155-0, by the way. That was the vote. And it now heads to the Senate.
I wish it was 154-1 because I would love to talk to that one person and be like, explain to me.
Come on.
Explain to me, please. Like a rational person who's not racist, how this makes a big deal.
Mm-hmm. In the juice, thousands have signed a petition to get Kanye booted from the Coachella lineup. Kanye set to headline the festival, but according to the petition, they say we have watched Kanye harass, manipulate, and hurt Kim, Pete, and others for over a year. Coachella should be ashamed of themselves. And as of this morning, the petition has over 5,000 signatures.
Are those 5,000 people, do they have tickets and they're not going to go to the show?
I'm not sure.
Or are they just 5,000 idiots who are like, hey, that's mean. The show I was never going to go to in the first place. I don't think that other people should enjoy Kanye.
Yeah, I don't know. You'd have to look that up. Not sure. Wendy Williams says she's healthy and ready to come back to TV.
Our first caress.
Talking to GMA yesterday, Wendy opened up about her battle with Graves' disease. But despite the health issues, she says she's 57 now and has the mind and body of a 25-year-old.
Ha ha!
Stop it.
Which 25-year-old
says she? Now listen to this. This part of the story is actually interesting. She's in a battle right now with Wells Fargo. That's her bank. Yeah. They've frozen millions of dollars of her, saying that she's of unsound mind and needs a conservator to control her money, kind of like the Britney Spears thing.
Yeah.
Wendy says, quote, I want to see all my money that I worked hard for my entire life. My entire life. I don't lie, I don't cheat, and I don't steal. I'm an honest, hardworking person. And I asked this question last hour.
You just lied about having the body of a 25-year-old.
Stop it. I asked this question last hour. I hate you so much. Oh, and I was asking, because I wasn't aware that banks could step in and just say to people, we're not giving you your money because we don't think that you're healthy enough to control your money.
Yeah, I wonder how they base that on.
Well, I got a message from someone named Manny, who apparently works for a bank, who said that if the bank notices or has like specific documentation that you are not healthy enough to be able to make your own decisions in some sort of way, they can definitely step in. And I
What I evidence do they have of that for one day?
Our first correct.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, I don't know. It looks like we won't be seeing Pete Davidson in space. After all, he has dropped out of Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin flight after the launch date got pushed back. It got moved from Wednesday to the following Tuesday, the 29th, and apparently it's a little inconvenient for Pete's busy schedule, so they're now looking for a sixth member to join the mission.
He was looking for a way out. That's what I'm thinking.
Maybe.
Scared.
Maybe. Because they moved it like a couple days later. It's like, okay.
He does not meet the physical requirements to go into space. I don't understand why when I say that, people laugh. I'm serious. To prepare you to go to space, they put you in a capsule, drop you underwater, spin you upside down and sideways
and
stuff.
Never.
Neither could Pete.
Oh, my God.
Neither could Pete. He can't go to space. And don't hit me with the, well, they sent an 80-year-old lady. That 80-year-old lady, unlike Wendy Williams, was in tremendous shape. Not for an 80-year-old. She was in tremendous shape probably for like a 40-year-old.
Keep that energy when I read you your good news next, by the way.
Here we go.
Here's Leroy with sports.
All right, so if you care, the Red Sox beat the Twins in spring training 14-1. WNBA star Brittany Griner is still locked up in Russia on drug charges, and it was reported yesterday that a petition to extend her detention until May 19th was granted by a court in Moscow. That's kind of messed up. And day one of March Madness is over, and if you tell me you picked every game correctly, you are a daggone liar. I can't stand you. Out of 20 million brackets filled out online, only 192 perfect brackets remain.
Oh, my God.
192 out of almost 20 million. I mean, really, right? however, I have to say that the games have been entertaining, including a call last night. Here's what happened. You had Indiana versus St. Mary's. The basketball got stuck on top of the backboard, and Indiana's cheer team came to the rescue.
Yes.
All right, so you've got a guy and a girl. The guy does the whole move where he holds her up in the air by her feet.
Toss the hands.
Toss the hand, and he's like looking straight up her skirt.
Yeah.
And, well, here's what happened.
What you need to know is that the game wasn't going on at the time.
Right. The ball was stuck.
Listen to this announcer.
Why don't we get a new ball? Why don't the cheerleaders, they're used to going up high. Let's get it. Yes, get the cheerleader up. Get her up there. This is how you do it. Give her the mop. No, she's got it. Oh, what a play.
I know. How do you feel, Melissa?
It's great. It's wonderful that they get some sort of shine and representation. I love it.
When she got back down, she like ran to her crew as if she was embarrassed. Go check out the video.
Aww.
It's pretty cool. Yep.
Aww.
Round one continues today. Bruins Jets tonight at 8, and then the Celtics will take on the Kings at 10. And that's just sports.
All right, leaving you with some good news. 75 residents at the Trillium Woods Senior Living Community in Minneapolis got to live out their dreams of having their very own spring break. The senior age residents always share their love for partying, but many say they never got to experience a traditional spring break, so they created one of their own. 71-year-old Wendy Schoenenberger says, "We like to party here," and party they did. Staff at the center filled the party with beer pong, flip cup, and jello shots, which a lot of the seniors say they never played. Oh, and other games too, like cornhole, volleyball, and Jenga.
Those performances.
That's why you're the best bit.
According to Wendy.
That's why you're the best bit.
People don't appreciate older people a lot of times, and we can have more fun than the younger kids.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
No.
Matt Phipps, Trillium Woods Executive Director, says all the COVID restrictions lifted, so it was a great way the members could each enjoy each other's company, and they were happy to provide that.
They don't have fun quicker than people who are younger.
No.
They don't have more fun. They have fun quicker. Think about a lightweight having a drink. Somebody who drinks like on a regular, it's going to take them a couple drinks to feel, nice. Somebody who's a lightweight, they have like half a drink and they're already looking around going, "Guys, are you feeling this? Because I am." That's how it is for the old people. Any type of excitement, their heart starts beating extra. They get into that 120 heartbeat range, and it's like,
"Oh my God." I was wondering this too, though. Is it really safe for someone like over, like maybe say the age of 80 to do shots and stuff like that? I guess maybe it could be, right? I don't know. I was just curious about it.
I mean, At that age, you're 100% on some sort of medication, and I doubt the medication.
Oh, right. That's true,
I doubt that they allow you to drink with that medication. So, no.
Okay.
No, it's not safe.
That's your good news.
And imagine them doing, what's it called? The thing that where you pick somebody up, the cheerleader thing that the guy
did? Toss the hands.
Imagine an old person doing that to an old woman and catching a glimpse of what's in between her legs.
Oh, my God. Will you stop? Oh, my God.
Let's go.
Wake up, Boston.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning.
On Hot 96.9.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.